Democrats filed onto the director's lawn of the Illinois State Fairgrounds, where free beer and lemonade were flowing for their annual partisan shindig, or at least the governor's shindig. It's Pat Quinn's event. Only those with tickets were admitted, evidently to keep out Republican spies. Though the election's about 3 months away still, the campaign for governor has already gotten heated, with unceasing commercials, so-called trackers following the candidate's every move, and mascots. Lots of mascots. Two sent by Republican challenger Bruce Rauner's campaign stood just outside the Governor's Day festivities. A guy dressed like Pinocchio, but called Quinocchio, ostensibly to draw attention to what Rauner says are Quinn's lies, and someone in a suit and Rod Blagojevich mask. Not to be outdone, the Quinn campaign debuted a new mascot at the rally.
Excuse me, who are you?
I'm with Billionaires for Bruce.
Who are you?
My name is Baron Von Moneybags.
A mustache man in a top hat who looks a lot like the Monopoly guy. A less-than-veiled attempt to mock Rauner, a multimillionaire who's reached into his pockets to fund his campaign.
No, if Bruce Rauner wins, we win! We, the billionaires, win!
The mascot antics drive home a point that Governor Quinn has hammered relentlessly and seriously in an attempt to paint Rauner as sinister and out of touch. Here's Quinn earlier in the morning during a breakfast organized by the state's Democratic County Chairman's Association.
I'm running against somebody who's got more money than King Midas and likes to stash some of it in a place called the Cayman Islands. Okay? That isn't what Illinois is about.
Finely tuned rhetoric, to be sure, but Quinn told his audience that a lot's at stake, from the minimum wage, which he wants to raise, to maintaining strong support for the Affordable Care Act to Illinois' finances. Quinn has proposed keeping Illinois' income tax rate at 5%. He says Rauner, who talks about lowering it, would decimate public education and other services by blowing a hole in the state budget. Of course, it's more complicated than that. Rauner hasn't been clear about just and by how much the tax rate should go down, and he favors adding a sales tax to services. Quinn tried to parlay a sense of urgency about it all.
I want to be a champion of everyday people who live from paycheck to paycheck. That's what a governor's got to do.
So far, though, Quinn's message hasn't seemed to resonate with voters, beyond the tried-and-true Democrats cheering his speech. Polls consistently put Rauner in the lead, even the one commissioned by Quinn's own campaign. Though his supporters credit Quinn for dealing with Illinois' underfunded pensions, the budget still has problems. And despite framing himself as a reformer, the Quinn administration is under two federal investigations. Still, Quinn says he's not worried, calling the campaign a long-distance race. One of the Democrats' most popular figures, though, Secretary of State Jesse White, expressed reservations.
I'm concerned about it. This is probably one of the most hotly contested races I've ever experienced.
If the election were held today, do you think he could win it?
It's a dog race.
There's a fear Quinn's weakness could hurt other Democrats lower on the ballot. Some are pretty safe, White, as well as U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, who's matched against GOP State Senator Jim Oberweis.
We know it's going to be a hard year for Democrats, and all of us knew that going in.
That's Quinn's Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon, who's leaving that post to run for comptroller against Republican Judy Bart Topinka, the incumbent. And so far, Simon's coming up short in both polls and fundraising. Simon says Illinois is still a Democratic state. It's just that
it's an off year. The president's not on the ticket, and Democratic ballots, Democratic voters, are more likely to not vote in an off-year election, so we know we've got our work cut out for us.
There's also potential for a tight race for treasurer. Democratic State Senator Mike Frerichs is up against former House Minority Leader Tom Cross. When a reporter asked Frerichs if Quinn's a drag on the ticket, he pretty much avoided the question.
I think we're going to go out there and we're going to state our case to people.
Perhaps surprisingly, as she had openly explored running against him in the Democratic primary, the strongest belief in Quinn seemed to come from Attorney General Lisa Madigan, who called Quinn a great governor and campaigner.
I don't think the top of the ticket's going to be a drag. I think the top of the ticket's going to be an exciting place.
Still, the Attorney General's father, Democratic Party Chairman and House Speaker Michael Madigan, was a noticeable no-show for the day's festivities. A spokesman says he's out of state fundraising. Don't expect Madigan to be absent today, though, at least in name. Republicans will have their turn to gather at the fair, and criticizing Speaker Madigan is a popular GOP rallying cry. I'm Amanda Vinicky.